We're going to go to citizens' information there. Anita McGuill is in studio. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
And we're going to talk about the working family payment. Okay. Which used to be FIS.
Yes, yeah. So working family payment, formerly known as Family Income Supplement or FIS, is a weekly tax-free payment available to employees with children. The idea of the payment is that it is designed to give extra support to people on low pay. You must be an employee to qualify for working family payment, and you cannot qualify for this payment if you're only engaged in self-employment. You must have at least one child who normally lives with you and is financially supported by you. Your child must be under age of 18 or between 18 and 22 in full-time education. To qualify for working family payment, your average weekly family income must be below a certain amount for your family size, and the payment you receive is 60% of a difference between your average weekly family income and the income limit which applies to your family. So the main rules for this payment are you have to be employed and you have to work at least 38 hours fortnightly. So it's 19 hours a week. You can combine these hours between two spouses or partners. So for example, if one of you works 12 hours a week and second spouse have an additional 10-15 hours, you can just combine them and you can apply for working family payment. You have to be in employment which will last for at least 3 months, and you have to again have at least one child who normally resides with you, and your income has to be below the certain amount which is prescribed by this payment.
Okay.
I'll explain about that a bit later. So the main idea is that you have to be employed in Ireland and you have to pay your tax in the state, including your PRSI. Generally, this payment is paid for 52 weeks. However, there are two following circumstances when that could be revised during the year. First is if you have additional child. So, for example, the new baby came along, or you're caring for another child who is in your family, or for example you were getting one parent family payment and your payment stopped due to the fact that your child reached over 7 years of age. This payment is also linked to your job, so that's the main, again, that was one of the main criteria, and that's what they're looking at. So because the payment is kind of locked for 52 weeks, what they're looking at is if, for example, your hours been, let's say, 20 hours a week, you've been working 20 hours a week. If your hours are increased and you are now getting fuller wage, happy days, your working family payment stays the same. However, if you've been working 30 hours and now your hours reduced to 20 or 19, and therefore your pay has decreased because of this, the working family payment won't do anything for you. Okay? So increase and decrease of hours, they don't really care. Okay? That changes if your hours drop under the limit. So if it's no longer 19 hours a week, but it's 17, 18 and 16, that's when you have to notify the department because your entitlement to working family payment stops.
If it goes under 19,
hours a week, or 38 hours weekly. You could be working 12 hours 1 week and then, let's say, 18 or 16 in another. And within the 2 week period, you have 38 hours. You're fine.
Yeah.
But as soon as it drops under the 38 hours fortnightly, then that's when you have to notify the department. Another thing is if you, for example, decide to change your employment, that means you have to notify the department because your entitlement stops and you will have to reapply with new employment. And if you lose your employment altogether, again, you no longer have entitlement to this payment and you have to notify the department. Okay, so it is very important because this particular payment is linked to your job. There is also exclusion of getting this payment with other social welfare payments. For example, you cannot get working family payment with job seekers benefit or allowance or job seekers transitional payment. And schemes like Community Employment Scheme, Gateway or TOOS. However, you could be getting that payment if your spouse, partner, cohabitant is getting one of those payments or is on the scheme. Okay, but there are further restrictions, if you will. You could lose if you're qualified at an on-day payment. He or she will no longer get that part for you, and the qualified children allowance will be affected as well. But there's still a possibility for you to claim. If you are parenting alone, you can get working family payment to addition to one parent family payment, deserted wives benefit, or widows, widowers, or surviving civil partners pension, the contributory one. You can also get illness benefit with a working family pay if you're getting working family payment for consecutive 6 weeks. So if you are on a sick leave for longer than 6 weeks, you will not be entitled to working family payment. So basically what they do, they freeze your payment until you're back to employment, or if your 52 weeks out run out. The new change came in about the maintenance. They used to take all the income from your maintenance as income assessed towards the working family payment. Now the first €95.23 per week is disregarded in the cases where you're paying rent or mortgage. So that could be, that amount on a weekly basis can be offset against your mortgage or rent. At the moment, what they're looking at is that the payments like child benefit, guardian's payments and supplementary welfare allowance, domiciliary care allowance or rent supplement, for example, those are the payments which are not taken into consideration. They also don't take into consideration any capital. This includes property, bank accounts and cars. However, for example, if you're renting out your second property, the rental income will be classed as assessed income.
Okay.
So, for example, with, as I mentioned before, the payment is locked for 52 weeks. And what they're looking at basically is the amount you money receive of your income in within the similar period of time. So if your employment are employed at the moment and you've been employed for a few years, they would look at your last P60 and see how much of the earnings you had. Okay, if you are a new employee, they will just look from that employment onwards. So if you're a family with one child and your income is below €521, you could get 60% of a difference between 521 as prescribed amount for your family size and your actual wage. So the more children you have, the higher is amount. Okay, so again, all this information is available on our website and we're happy to answer the questions. To apply for a family income, working family payment, you do have to fill in the form. You will submit the information they're requesting, like P60s, your payslips, stuff like that, and you will send it off. So when you receive a decision, it usually takes a bit of time for them to get back to you. But you will be receive the money.
The back money.
The time of your application. So that should be done, and there's no concern about that. It's just the waiting period. We are happy to answer all the questions about working family payment and if and what amount you should be getting. You can give us a call on 0761 078190. We are walk-in service. We are open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 12:30 and then from 1:30 to 4:00. As I mentioned, it's a walk-in service. You're more than welcome to come in and we can have a look. Our clinics at the moment, which we had in Almaney and Beaumont, are closed until September. So we'll be back in September with that. But we're still in office and ready and happy to help.
Okay. That's great, Anita, and thank you very much for that.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be talking again next week.